Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 Chai FM. Wonderful to be with you. Of course, this is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And boy, is it going to be a sweet show. Well, that's just a hint because we have a fabulous, fabulous giveaway. At the end of the show, I'll be giving away a delicious hamper. So if you want to find out more, if you like me have a sweet tooth, well then Colleen joining us in the studio is definitely up your alley, because today's DL Link show is very proudly sponsored and brought to you by Sweethearts, made with heart. And it really is for the sweeter things in life, and you stand a chance to win big in the show today. A Sweethearts gift hamper to the value of 500 Rand will be given away. So make sure you stay tuned because you could be our lucky winner. So let's bring on the creator of Sweethearts, made with heart, and it's Colleen Turin. And Colleen is no stranger to the DL Link. She is a DL Link angel. She has worked with the DL Link. She has partnered with the DL Link. Moving forward, she's going to be partnering with the DL Link. So, Colleen, welcome back. It is just so lovely to have you back on the show. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. I'm fantastically well. Thank you so much. And it's so nice to see you. You know, you always bring sunshine to the screen. And so it's really nice to be back.
Oh, that's lovely of you to say, Colleen. And I have to say the same about you. I mean, we go back when you were helping with marketing. Do you remember all those years ago?
Yes.
You were kind of doing that on the side while building up a business. So you were doing amazing work with the DL Link, building bridges, connections with the DL Link. And then you decided to go on your own, creating the most delicious chili and sauces and all delicious things. And then the entrepreneurial spirit just took flight even more and more and more. And so began Sweethearts, which I'd love to hear all about, Colleen. So that's why you're joining us. And we've got a delicious hamper to give away. And I'd love to know what else you're doing with the DL Link. But let's go back, because, you know, this is, you were inspired. Was it Solly Crock who inspired you? Tell us how this was birthed. Where did Sweethearts come from?
So, Nikki, you know, back in 2022, I was looking for a healthy sweet alternative. This is just for my personal use. And whenever I created anything and it ended up turning into a business. So I developed, I couldn't find date syrup at the time, and I did a lot of research online, and I read up so much about date syrup, and obviously we were sort of getting out of lockdown at the time, and I thought to myself, okay, I'm going to make my own date syrup, and I made this lovely product, and then I decided, well, I think this product needs to go to market. Because you just can't find it. And the majority of the date syrup in South Africa gets imported from the Middle East, and then it gets decanted. And so we're one of the very few manufacturers of date syrup in South Africa. And then I met Solly Crock. And I don't think Solly needs any introduction. He's such a legend. And then I told him about this date syrup product. And and then he said, well, let's start a business, you know, selling date syrup. And Solly was actually my inspiration. And he was the one that gave the name Sweethearts. And I think everyone that knows Solly knows how much that name actually resonates with him as a person. And that's sort of just how it started, and then it just grew from there. It started in a very small factory in Sandringham, where I started making date syrup and distributing to very few of the kosher stores. stores like Jackson's, Whole Food in Bryanston and Kailami, and obviously Moishe's and Kosher World. And one of the first things that we did, obviously, was to get health certified. And the other thing was to get kosher certified, which was very important. And that's how we ended up predominantly in the kosher stores.
Amazing. And then, of course, you built your own factory. So you moved from the small little factory to then building your own factory. So quality standards are right up there. And that's just a beautiful evolution, Colleen. But let's just talk about these dates and let's look at the, you know, nutritional value. First of all, I had no idea that we grew so many dates in South Africa. You know, I do classes. I actually do breathwork classes, and you use a lot of energy. And what I give to my clients after are the majdul dates, which are just delicious, 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 delicious. So let's quickly talk about why dates are, because they are high in sugar, but it's not the bad sugar. So let's talk about why it's so good.
So what makes dates so different compared to any other natural sweetener or fruit is it's very high in fiber. And so that fiber actually gives you slow releasing energy. So it doesn't give you a sugar rush like any other sweet product would do. So honey, for instance, that will still spike your blood sugar levels. So we also supply the diabetic pharmacy in Houghton. So they've given it the approval as well. But then again, everything in moderation. So how is date such a superfood? So date goes back to biblical times. It's one of the oldest sweet treats that you can find. So not only is it high in fiber, but it's also high in lots of vitamins, like it's high in potassium, it's high in magnesium. And you'll notice a lot of the tennis players will be munching on dates because it gives you that slow releasing energy. However, for me personally, I don't really like a date just like that. I need to mask the taste of dates. I come across a lot of
really?
People that tell me, but we don't like dates. But when you have the date syrup, it's so different to having normal dates. It's got that lovely caramel flavor. It's amazing on things like plain Greek yogurt or on your oats, in your coffee, in your tea. So it's very different to just having a date. And I think for me personally, why I was against dates was, you know, back in the day, your gran, I'm not sure if your gran did it, but my gran would buy those horrible block dates. And she'd make this date cake with bicarb and made you eat date cake. And nobody loved dates. And like everyone I come across it, yeah, my gran did that as well. And I was always like, I shied away from dates. But since using medjool dates, and we also fill it with nut butters, sugar-free nut butters, and we coat it in a healthy chocolate. And then obviously, you know, it moved on to the bars and so on. It's actually a luxurious treat now. So it's become luxurious, it becomes delicious, and at the same time, still very healthy for you.
Delish. So let's talk about it, because you get a few different kinds of dates, but you selected the majdul. Now, those are the dates that I love. Did you test when you were doing your research? Did you test to see which one, or were you looking at what was more available in South Africa? If you can speak to that.
So for me, I was looking for locally grown dates. At the time, that was very important because, you know, with everything that was happening in the world at the time, it was very important for me to source local. So the brand in itself, we believe in sourcing and uplifting our country and using local produce. So everything from our chocolate to our dates is all, the dates are locally grown. And that just makes sure that we can always produce, that we've always got product available.
Absolutely amazing.
So I didn't even think about the other dates.
Yeah, I just absolutely love that. So where are dates farmed in South Africa? Do you just use one farm or do you have quite a few suppliers?
So we use quite a few suppliers. Dates are mainly grown in the Northern Cape. Close to Upington and then going into Namibia and on the border. So if you're driving through Upington, I don't know if you've ever been to that part of the country.
Not for many years.
Yeah, so I've also been there like 30 years ago, something like that. And as you drive through, and it's obviously on the Orange River and it's very hot and dry, but and then you all of a sudden you see these vineyards and you see...
Wow.
As you drive in, you'll see date plantations, and it's absolutely beautiful. It's like an oasis. So it's a very underrated part of the country, I feel. No one really ever goes there. But if you're taking a trip up to Namibia, it's quite nice visiting that area. And that's basically where the dates come from.
I must say, it does feel like, Colleen, that there's almost this date explosion. As I
yes.
said, I mean, I use it and I know... People are tasting it and really enjoying it. The taste is just so delicious. But as you say, the nutritional benefits, and you get the sweet treat. But I'm like you. I also never used to. But now I really enjoy them. And I mean, if you walk into, Woolies, for example, before there would just be a few, whereas now there's so many more dates that are on offer. So here you've started your wonderful company, Sweethearts, Made with Hearts. And as you said, you're not just, it's not just the sweet and not just the date syrup, but you've got lovely dates and they filled with the no sugar, different butters. And now you've started. Now, I haven't seen the bars. Tell us about those bars.
So the bars actually came about quite weirdly. So I was approached by... a company called Root Bar in the Cape, and they were looking for date syrup, and I went and had a meeting with them, and then they said, can't you develop something like different, like a chocolate bar? And I went into the test kitchen and I developed this delicious bar that's got a fudgy date center, and it's very difficult to get that consistency because there's a special way that we do it. So there's a lot of people trying to do something similar, but they're not quite getting it right. And so it's got this lovely fudgy center, and then it's got the chocolate coating. And then obviously the chocolate that we use is a bean-to-bar chocolate. It's sugar-free, gluten-free, and then we don't use any maltitol in the chocolate. So it's also gut health friendly. So what's quite interesting is we're also a member of the Gut Health Association. I'm not sure if you know that there's an association like that.
No idea.
A very good friend of mine, Bronwyn, she heads it up. It's called the Gut Health Association of South Africa. And Sweethearts is a member. And there's huge emphasis placed nowadays on your gut because...
Yeah.
Everything stems from the gut, and you find it affects what happens in your brain. It just affects your weight. It affects everything. And so we got certified by the Gut Health Association because of, especially because of the dates and because of the quality of the chocolate that we use. So a lot of chocolates, there's a lot of controversy around chocolate at the moment. And a lot of chocolate contains vegetable fats and it contains lots of sugar. And by using an unhealthy chocolate on the bar would just defeat the purpose of why, so there's no point in taking a date and saying, oh, wow, this date's so healthy, and then covering it in a chocolate that's completely unhealthy for you. And for me, that was very, very important. And anyone that eat our products or eat our bars, they know that the quality is there. That's number one. And the health aspect is there. So that's sort of the bars in a nutshell. And it comes in chocolate, caramel. It comes in salted caramel. It comes in peanut butter, in almond. And we also do the domes in a dome shape. And I'm just launching the plain one, which is the Date Delight. And also a pistachio
Oh my goodness.
Chocolate
My
donuts. Yeah.
goodness. Are you quality? Are you in charge of quality control? I've got to
Yes,
taste that
yes, yes.
pistachio. Oh yes. That's why you look so happy, you see. Quality control. That's the job.
Yes,
If you've just tuned in, this is the DL Link Show on 101.9 High FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And we have the wonderful Colleen Turin on the show, who's the owner of Sweethearts. And that is Sweethearts, where, made with heart. And Colleen has very generously donated a 500 Rand gift hamper, a Sweethearts gift hamper, filled with all these delicious date deliciousnesses that we've been talking about. And so at the end of this segment with Colleen, we're going to be asking you a question. And the first person who sends us a WhatsApp with the correct answer will walk away with this delicious hamper, which is valued at 500 Rand. We spoke about this date syrup and all of these dates filled with different butters and now these bars. And I'm sure the hamper's filled with all of them, Colleen.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's going to be quite a treat.
Delicious. So I started off and I said, I've known you for many years now because you started off at the DL Link, working
yes.
in marketing while building your business on the side. But your relationship with the DL Link continues, correct?
Well, you know, anyone that's linked to the DL Link, you become family. There's just no cutting ties, like it's always been there. So, I feel very close to the DL Link. I volunteer when I can. The work they do is just so amazing. And the thing that I appreciate about the DL Link's work, it's not just limited to the community, in the area. They go way and far and beyond. And they make every one of the warriors feel so special. And to be associated with an organization like the DL Link, it's a privilege. It really is a privilege.
I hear you. And you were so instrumental in doing so much. But you're doing more as well with the Sweethearts. Are you going to be giving them to warriors? What is the relationship you have? How are you moving forward with this?
Yes, so the DL Link is doing these lovely getaways for the warriors. I believe there's about two getaways every month.
Oh,
and they'll be doing beautiful little pamper packages. And, Tam and Tara and Michelle, they know what they're putting in their packages. They always spoil. And they contacted me and I said, I would love to sponsor the packages. And we'll be putting sweetheart treats inside the package. I believe it could be a cooler box full of goodies. I'm not quite sure yet.
Oh, that's so lovely. That's amazing. So still working with the DL Link, still doing their thing, which is just absolutely fantastic, Colleen. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I see that, and for those of you who are waiting with bated breath, at the end of this segment, I will be asking you a question. Do you know what the question is, Colleen, just by the way?
No, I don't actually.
I know what the question
is.
We'll discuss it just now. But I wanted to just also mention that and I really want to stress that this is it's all kosher. And you have also moved beyond the shores of South Africa, I believe. And the Sweethearts wonderful date products can be found at certain kosher outlets in the UK.
Yes, that's correct. That's
wow.
So amazing. I actually just maybe just find the names of the stores quickly. So an amazing thing happened. A young man about 2 years ago, his wife is from South Africa and she lived in the Sandringham area. And she bought some chocolate dates at Kosher World.
Mm-hmm.
And he currently is a distributor in the UK. He's a small distributor. And she kept telling him, oh, my word, we've got to get the products into the UK. And he made contact and then we lost contact and we made contact again. So it must be about his fifth order now. And you can find it at stores like Natural Food Store, Kosher Kingdom, I can't pronounce all of these, Kosher Edge, Harvest N8. And it's doing so well in the UK. So that's just been so amazing. And I feel very blessed that we could share it to the community in the UK as well.
Oh, that's a proper South African export. Proper.
Yes.
I love that. And what a success story, Colleen. I mean, it's something that you dream about. And to implement it this way, you know, as you say, with Solly first as your mentor,
yes.
Now building your own factory, expanding on your range, and now obviously you supplying to more outlets, and now moving beyond the shores is just fabulous. So what does the future hold for Sweethearts Made with Heart?
So, you know, I'm always innovating, always looking at new products and growing the range. And I'm busy at the moment, and it will be launched hopefully in the next 2 months, is a very unique protein bar. The protein bar will be made with macadamia protein, which is very, very new. It's tasting amazing. We're finalizing the packaging. And very soon, you know, all the gymming guys are going to be able to get a clean protein bar, which is very important because the majority's got a lot of junk in it. So everything we do is clean, and that's one of the new products that we'll be launching very, very soon.
And of course, everyone is into their protein.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the protein's such a big thing. You know, everyone's trying to get in more protein. And basically, the only two proteins you get at the moment is your whey and your pea protein. And I was looking for something different. And that's what's going to be coming up very soon.
Fantastic. Well, keep us definitely updated. But I think it's time for people to respond and to stand a chance to win that 500 Rand hamper filled with all those delicious date goodies. And the question is this. Okay, so to win the Sweethearts hamper valued at 500 Rand, just WhatsApp us at Tchai FM right now by completing the brand logo. And at the end of the show, we will announce the winner. Sweethearts Made With, finish the sentence. So you're going to WhatsApp 061-895-1019, 061-895-1019, Sweethearts Made With, and finish that sentence. Colleen, thank you so much. Thanks for coming onto the show. Thank you for the generous hamper, and onwards and upwards. Can't wait to hear about the protein bar. Take care.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Nikki.
Oh, thanks, Colleen. Go well. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So delicious. Bye. And wonderful. And that's Colleen Turin, owner of Sweethearts, and also a DL Link angel of course, Sweethearts Made with Heart on 101.9 Chai FM. A quick break and we'll be right back.